counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Growing ever so closer to episode 200 here on the Earshot 20.
But not that close.
Yeah, it's pretty close. I mean, what are we, 180 something?
We're like 4 months away.
Well, when you put it that way, I guess you're right. If you're just joining us, well, that's good.
We only do one show a week.
That's true. Know. We could do more than once a week.
We're getting closer than we were 3 years ago. 4 years ago.
You're just being ridiculous. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Who are we? I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland, also in studio. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to the website.
You should go and check it out. Earshot-online.com is the home of Earshot Magazine, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, as well as the hard work of their staff and volunteers. You'll find the entire National Top 50. This week, we're counting down the top 20 albums for the week ending Tuesday, February 23rd, 2013. The 16. It's 2016.
You were going to say 2013.
Well, there's just like, so many threes involved. You can find that those charts are submitted by over 30 campus and community radio stations. This week, 33 stations submitting their top 30 most played albums of the week, as well as specialty genre charts for electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk roots, and blues. You also find interviews, reviews, and so very much more. So be sure to go and check it out. Earshot-online.com.
Yeah, find us online too. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter, and earshot20@gmail.com. All the great ways to reach out, all the great ways to get in touch if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We are happy to do that for you. And we do it in the form of playing something from your latest release and giving you an interview. We're going to do that in this program. Kat McLevy is going to be chatting with us in this hour, and Stephen is back with music news, chatting about something that is has been making news all across probably pretty much the world, the Kesha, ongoing issues with Kesha and her producer, but also talking about festival news. And I'm gonna tell you, some of those festival lineups, they look incredible. Like, I'm talking big names. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Radiohead, or a head. Imagine cabbage. An actual Radiohead head of cabbage. What is...
I'd rather watch a head of cabbage than Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, they're in the same category, like food, I guess. Anyway, so lots of stuff to chat about. And of course, we'll have the lowdown later on as well. And it looks like, if I peek over Brian's shoulder really quick,
I'm blocking you right now.
It's a new number one.
It is a new number one this week. Definitely lots of interesting stuff happening this week. Not as big a shakeup as the last couple of weeks, but that's kind of nice sometimes too, to have an album stick around for a couple of weeks and you get to play a few different tracks. Sometimes I'm sad when albums I really like fall off the charts. So we do have a new number one this week. You do have two debuts as well, one in each hour of the program near the first set. We have a return that we're going to kick off with here in just a few moments, and we only have one record sitting still, not moving at all. So lots of movement throughout the entire charts. We say goodbye for at least this week to Casey and Clayton for number 16 down to number 23, but they've bounced all around, so you might see that one again. Reversing Falls just out of the program at number 21 from number 10, and Young Galaxy from number 19 to number 42. But also, much later in the show, we'll tell you about some big debuts below the top 20. There's six of them, and there's at least three that would very likely to be in the top 20, if not next week.
You're making the call. You haven't done this in a while, Brian.
It's pretty easy. There's some big debuts below the top 20. Definitely records that we'll be playing.
Don't give it away.
Oh, I won't.
We'll talk about it later. All right, we're going to kick it off. We will start at number 20 and move on from there.
All right, they were at number 22 the week before, and now they're back to number 20. It's Autumn Still and their record When It Was. We're going to hear a track from that one called Graduation. Psychic Pollution put out a new record. It debuts at number 19. It's Tons for Dunklin Seelen and a track called Stol Sie Ist, which is Proud Is She. And at number 18, down to number 12, Aiden Knight, Each Other, with a track called All Clear.
You just commit. It is so good.
Totally wrong, but you have to operate it with confidence.
I love it. Anyway, we'll start at number 20. I can't wait for you to say it again because it's coming up. Autumn Still, Graduation. You're number 20 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 19. number 8.
In time, all clear. I'm alone with the thought of it. Light outside, it's there and it's gone again. Counting it fast and keeping it slow. I'm alone with the thought of it. When we see you, we believe it in the air. All things go. When I see you, well, I believe it in the air, all things go. Some things get lost and go missing, wandering off. But in time, you're counting too fast and keeping things slowly. So in time.
Closing out our first set, that was All Clear by Aidan Knight at number 12 the week before, at number 18 this week, and his latest record is called Each Other. Psychic Pollution have a new one out. I believe their seventh full-length release. It debuts at number 19, and it is a spotlight, kind of an ode to early German electronic producers. It's an album called Tons für Dunklen Seelen, and we heard a track called Stol Sie Ist, which is a pronunciation of Proud Is She. And for that, we heard On Still. You heard them on the show a few weeks ago, and now they've been sticking around the charts a little bit as well. Nice to play a record from some pretty friendly fellas, and it's at number 20, up from number 22. Their newest album is called When It Was, and we kicked off the show this week with a track called Graduation.
All right, we're going to take a break and head to the phone line. Stephen Karlick is there, I think. You there?
I am.
Okay, perfect. And we've got some music news to chat about in this hour and the next hour of the program. We're going to kick off the music news with something that I know I've heard everywhere. This has been probably one of the most talked about stories in pop culture, for sure. It's the ongoing battle between Kesha and her producer, Dr. Luke.
Yeah, and I always, you know, I always like sort of
maybe you've noticed the trend, but I like starting the show with sort of the more serious news that, you know, gets people thinking about more than just, you know, entertainment, and thinking about sort of the repercussions of the way we think and how that reverberates in the world of entertainment. What you're talking about, of course, is the ongoing legal battle between Kesha and Dr. Luke, her alleged sexual assaulter, and the fact that Sony, they are, of course, in an ongoing legal battle that, in the light of the allegations that Kesha should not be held to the contract she initially had with Dr. Luke. And Sony is, of course, in the middle of this. People sort of urging Sony to take a stand and to allow Kesha to break, and others sort of playing devil's advocate. So there is a lot of talk about this. In response to the massive outpouring of support Kesha has received following the much-discussed court ruling that Kesha was not allowed to break the contract, the pop singer has broken her silence and published an open letter. Following the New York court's decision to deny the singer's request to annul her contract with Sony and Dr. Luke, she delivered her message on February 24th through her Facebook page, and opens it by thanking anyone who, quote, took the time to show me support and love. And she's referring to either fans or fellow entertainers. It's been widely reported that Taylor Swift actually donated $250,000 to help Kesha with her legal costs. From there, Kesha denies claims that distancing herself from Dr. Luke was financially motivated, and explains that it has been about her safety first and foremost. All I ever wanted, she says, was to be able to make music without being afraid, scared, or abused. This case has never been about a renegotiation of my record contract. It was never about getting a bigger or a better deal. This is about being free from my abuser. I would be willing to work with Sony if they do the right thing and break all ties that bind me to my abuser. The letter does go on. She talks about how this is sort of a landmark case, and that this is a fight that has to be, you know, there was a famous quote, I can't remember what it was off the top of my head, but someone, I think on CNN or something, said, well, if all sexual allegations were taken seriously, we'd all be breaking contracts. And it was like, yeah, that would be a great thing. And it's part of an ongoing fight against, you know, systemic misogyny and sexual abuse. So, I mean, I would urge you go either to Kesha's Facebook profile or to exclaim.ca and read the entire powerful statement in full. It's definitely crucial reading.
It's interesting in things, some things that you've brought up in this, and I was listening to, I believe it was Q, and they were having a pop culture panel, and one of the things that they talked about was the vulnerability of, because Kesha, according to them, Kesha was 18 when she got into this record deal and you know, basically bound herself to Sony and the producers, and it's an advantage thing. It's the position of power that they're in and over these young people who are, you know, just looking to make their dream, and then all of a sudden something like this happens. So it's interesting that you bring that up, and just kind of a really good story to talk about, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. You're 18 years old, you're trying to establish a music career, and Sony Music offers you, you know, a 5-year contract with so-and-so producer. Of course you're going to take it. Of course you are. And then, of course, they control your career. A bunch of things have come out about how Kesha wanted to take it in a more rock-oriented direction, and the label sort of shut her down in that regard, you know, which is typical practice, but it just goes to show how little control they actually have. And then, of course, people have, of course, been mentioning, you know, Kesha's, like, party ways and stuff, and that itself is an industry construction, and it can't possibly be used against this young woman who's just trying to make her music. Anyway, on to brighter things, but definitely, if you do have a chance, give it a read. It's important stuff to talk about.
Yeah, here's hoping that things work out for her. We will shift gears and head on to talking about tours. That's going to consume quite a bit of the rest of the music news that we're talking about this week, which is never a bad thing, because it's always good to know what's happening and what shows are going on. We'll start with news about Beach House.
Yeah, so this is a cool thing. Beach House, of course, already had a bunch of Canadian dates planned. We talked about them earlier in an earlier iteration of this program. Now, as it turns out, they'll also be playing a series of intimate installation shows that will be staged at smaller galleries and alternative venues. The previously announced club dates will find Beach House performing as a larger ensemble, but the newly revealed series of installation shows will only feature founders Victoria Legrand and Alex Scamp. The set list will mainly be comprised of tracks from 2015's Thank Your Lucky Stars, 2008's Devotion, and their self-titled debut from 2006. The installation shows will only take place in a handful of cities. Luckily, that does include Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver in Canada. The shows will hold crowds of no more than 200 people, so there are limited tickets, and they will apparently be expensive because of this. But if you're a big Beach House fan and you didn't get tickets to either of their Toronto shows or their Montreal or Vancouver show, this is a really cool way to see the band. So head to exclaim.ca and check out the dates and see how to get tickets.
Intimate is definitely a very good descriptor for what that show, what those shows will be like for sure.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's cool. They already had a tour announced, and now they've added a bunch of very, very small shows. They'll happen at like art galleries, cafes, like alternative spaces. It's going to be really cool.
We love it. All right, we are going to get back to the charts. We will come back to you, Stephen, in the second hour of the program with more news about festivals coming up. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Lamatto's Chronicle of the Wasteland, debuting at number 13 last week. It's at number 17 this week. You're going to hear a track called Tequila Sunrise.
The wasteland looks like.
Well, there's not much to see there, kid.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
From you.
That was Cage the Elephant at number 16, rising a single spot this week. Is their newest album, Tell Me I'm Pretty. You heard Portuguese Knife Fight from that album. And before that, we heard from Lamatto's Chronicle of the Wasteland. And it is at number 17. Down from number 13, we heard a track called Tequila Sunrise.
Kat McLeavy released her debut full-length Evergrown in August of last year. The album followed an EP, and she's only 19. So all of the awards and honors she's received are that much more impressive. Kat joins us to chat about the album. Kat, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Congratulations on the album and your success so far, I must say, right off the bat.
Thank you so much.
And what's it like to be as young as you are and yet have the response that you've had to your music to this point?
It's been really wonderful and more than I ever could have imagined. I didn't really imagine much, honestly, when I started playing, and to just kind of ride the wave and see where it's gone, it's been very, very exciting.
And your full-length, Evergrown, was produced by Ian Foster. What was the recording process like for the release?
It was different than I think most people's experience, which is fine. We chose to kind of build a studio in a space that we were comfortable with. So we ended up using my late grandmother's house, which was pretty empty at the time. We were getting ready to sell it. But we set up a studio in there, and we recorded for about a month, and really lent itself to a good atmosphere for creativity and work, because we had, you know, we could make our own schedule, and it worked really well.
And where did the inspiration come from for this release?
I guess it's me while I'm growing up. A lot of the songs are really, I think, just taken from my own experiences or thoughts upon experiences. And so particularly over the past 3 years, I've had some health issues that have changed my lifestyle a lot, and that's kind of where this album came from for me.
And who do you draw? Are there artists or musicians that you draw inspiration from?
Certainly. I listen to a lot of singer-songwriters from the East Coast of Canada, like Jen Grant and Rose Cousins and Gabrielle Papillon, and people from Newfoundland and St. John's like Andrew O'Brien and Catherine Allen and Amelia Curran. And I think seeing those people or hearing those people growing up, hearing their music, and then eventually getting to meet all of them, they've really had a huge influence on my music.
So what does 2016 look like for you? Do you have any tours planned in support of the album, more writing and or recording? What's that all going to shape up to look like for the rest of the year?
Well, right now I have a few dates booked across Newfoundland, and I also am in the middle of planning a tour around the East Coast of Canada. I'm in school right now in Boston, in music school, so when my semester finishes, I'll be touring a bit on my way back home. Also, I'm playing ECMA, so that will be April.
Awesome. Very good. KatMcLevy.com. Find her online and check out more of the music from the rising Canadian sensation. Kat, thanks for catching up with us.
Thank you so much.
From Evergrown, here is Tell Me Once from the debut full length of Kat McLevy's. More of the charts are on the way as well. Stick around. You're listening to The Earshot 20.
No. present, a moment off too soon. The past tense, the future pulling me in line while I'm waiting for the world to unwind.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 15.
Number 14. not still here like a cheap threat.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was No Care by Daughter, their latest album, rising 4 spots this week to 14, and it's called Not to Disappear. Dive, dropping just one spot to number 15, is our, and we heard a song from that one called Valentine, and Tell Me Once Before That from Kat McLevy, and she has a new record out, and she told us all about it. Great to chat with her, and she's a pretty cool artist from Newfoundland.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Good to chat with her, and check her out online. We've got a few more tracks before this hour is complete. Brian, I feel like we need an update. It's been now, how old is Anna?
Oh, she's about 4.5 months now.
Well, there you go. Because I don't think we mentioned her at the beginning when, you know,
she's not quite ready to be on the show yet.
She will be at some point, yeah, though. I have high expectations of this. But old enough to, I don't even care what the words are. Just old enough to say words. And she's on. I'm waiting
for it. As your replacement.
Oh,
that's the only reason I ever had a child. Yeah.
To replace me on the radio show. All right. We are counting down the top 20 albums right now, the first 10 of the top 20. Miss any part of the show, you can go back and check it out online. We'll tell you about that near the end of the program. But right now, three more tracks to get to, as I mentioned before. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at the number 13 spot.
All right, Junior Boys are in at number 13 this week. Dropping two spots is their newest album, their first in 5 years, Big Black Coat. It's on the charts for the third time this week. You're going to hear a track called No One's Business to kick off this set of music.
When I
Fall from the tree. It's hard being poor in the lap of luxury, and a drag having a hustle with your pedigree. And you're cool like your mama, you're cool like your dad, schooled by your older brother, but you am none of that. You're nobody's fool. You're nobody's fool. You're nobody's fool. But your own. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's child. Thursday, Friday, Saturday's child. Sunday's child is good and gay. We're all in a hurry to catch up these days. Wednesday's child is full of woe. But you're nobody's fool. No, you're nobody's fool. Nobody's fool. But your own.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Nobody's Fool by Jason Collette at number 11, down for number 6, Song and Dance Man. Before that, at number 12, down for number 8, it was Moss Lime, Zoo de Quebec with Choux Frisé, and No One's Business by Junior Boys from their new album, Big Black Coat, at number 13, down 2 spots this week.
All right, first 10 of the top 20 complete. Another thanks to Kat McLeavy for joining us on the program, chatting with us all the way from Newfoundland, and great album. You should check it out. Go online, give it a search. And of course, to Stephen for bringing us some music news. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums, charting across the nation. We're chatting about it right here, and it happens every week. Brian and I do the countdown, Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, and it is from Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, where the show is recorded and broadcast first. Every week, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on Fridays, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to more than 20 great campus and community on online radio partners. You can also find the show online at radioforall.net, and you can podcast the show through iTunes. Stick around when we come back. The top 10, Steven's back. We've got the lowdown, so much more. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.